This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that the government will provide free online coaching to youth from poor and middle-class families for various public examinations.
विभिन्न परीक्षाओं के फ्री ऑनलाइन कोचिंग हमने करने का निर्णय किया है. डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर है. हमारे पास उत्तम टैलेंट है, टीचर्स हैं. उन संसाधनों को जोड़ करके हम देश के नौजवानों को फ्री कोचिंग देने का एक पूरा नेटवर्क हम खड़ा करने वाले हैं.
Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day, the Prime Minister also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in next 1 year. Mr. Modi said this will enable them to take the lead in the global AI sector.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI इंपैक्ट समिट किया था. AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं. हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले एक वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को AI स्किल के लिए ट्रेनिंग देने का हम काम करेंगे.
The Prime Minister said over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country with their determination and dedication made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. He said a nation achieves greatness when it moves forward on the strength of its own dreams and resolve. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all parties to support the implementation of the women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. He said women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies. Reports of Independence Day celebrations have also come from all the states and UTs. Chief ministers, governors, lieutenant governors led the celebrations of the state capitals. Special programs were also held. World leaders in foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and growing role in regional and global cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their greetings, including President Macron and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Nuzu, Nepal's Prime Minister Balendra Shah, his Bhutanese counterpart Chering Tobgay, and Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. The first of its kind Suryapath Tiranga Global Relay concluded today, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west across 54 countries and multiple time zones. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that Suryapath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The relay ended with a flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a state reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Chief Justice of India Suryakant, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, diplomats, eminent people from different walks of life and beneficiaries of various government programs attended the reception. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. Our correspondent reports the garden will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. It will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. In Indonesia, the death toll has risen to 47 after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Flores yesterday. The earthquake was followed by dozens of aftershocks as rescue teams continued efforts to reach the worst affected areas. Hundreds of buildings in the region have been damaged by the quake and the dozens of aftershocks had followed. Officials said people are still believed to be trapped inside buildings in several affected areas. The government has debunked a video being circulated on social media by Pakistani propaganda accounts, which claimed that an Indian Mi-17 helicopter was shot down by the Pakistani army near Budgam. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the claim is fake. PIB urges citizens to stay alert and rely only on the official sources for verified information. In men's cricket, India were 288 for 2 in their first innings at stumps on day 1 of the first test against host Sri Lanka at Galle International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. Devdutt Padikkal remained unbeaten at 131, while Rishabh Pant was on 27 when stumps were drawn last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.